Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Oh, hi, Daniel. I'm calling on behalf of my wife. First of all, what's the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get.
And where are you based from?
We have call centers located throughout the United States. This call center is located within Alabama. Can I please get your first and last name?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of my wife. Her name is Sarah, Sarah Moya, Moya.
Can I get the zip code, please?
80537.
Thank you. Can I get you to confirm the address for security purposes, please?
1229 North Wilson Avenue, Apartment 105, Loveland, Colorado, 80537.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information.
Okay.
I see that a entry was placed to win a pots and pan cookware set via a survey for $7.95. It was stated
Correct.
within the terms of agreements that it was a gift to get her to enroll into the discount membership club, where she has a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed, so they issue a $199 voucher sent over to her email that she can use for their online shopping store.
Okay. Now, none of that was revealed according to her. She's 83 years old. We're just on our Social Security, and we can't afford the charge that was put on our card for that. She was thinking that she had won something. She was misled into thinking that she won something, and all she had to pay was the shipping, and that's not the case. I'm sure in your fine print you cover yourselves, but we just can't afford that. And so, how do we get a refund on this?
I'm going to go ahead and cancel this, so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. I can offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within the terms of agreements.
What does 35% come to?
$23.56 refunded back to you.
Oh my goodness, the way your stuff is worded and all that is just a shame, because you just can't be out front and say what's going on. You know, she had no idea she was joining a contest and that she was going to do this and that and the other and so forth. And so I've disputed the charge. I disputed it right away, because when I first called the number, nobody answered. And then I looked up your number, and it's based in Cambodia. And that really made us suspicious that we were being, swindled. So I've disputed the charge, and I'll just wait to see what the bank does on that. And then I'll call back. Also, what's your return guarantee?
We do not accept returns due to COVID. We no longer have a return warehouse.
So in other words, there's no way that we can return the item for in case it was broken or something, right?
That is correct.
Wow. You guys, I'll tell you, any way to make money, right? So what's the alternative? Just the 35, can you just give me a 100% refund and let's drop the thing?
So it'll be.
I went through a lot of rigmarole because of inconvenience, because we had to cancel the call. The bank would not, I mean the card, the bank would not do anything other unless we canceled the card, and that's caused a lot of inconvenience in our finances and all that. So we're waiting for a new card, but meanwhile, you guys have caused us a lot of problems. So We'll see how the situation goes with the dispute. And then I'll call you back.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
What is your name?
My name is Damien.
Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.